Now is not the time to fill these guys' heads with
contract not really.
Talk and let's apply. He was wearing a Steelers shirt when he did the interview, Charrington. Let's use the Steelers rule of in-season, not distracting
you have to be
our big aces.
Wait, do you have to be talking to like them real actively? Were their agents, you know, coming to them every day? Here's the newest offer. I think it's more exploratory. Like if we come to, you know, a number in a number of years here that you guys actually like, go for it. Didn't Ozzie Albies and Acuña Jr. both sign big deals, although relatively speaking, Acuña's is like a huge bargain for the Braves, either barely into their careers or even before their careers?
They did very early on.
So, and then who am I thinking of right now? Wander Franco, obviously, it went very off the rails with him, and he's never going to play baseball again, but he signed an insane deal early.
Well, Milwaukee signed that Jackson Chourio before he even played.
That's the one I was thinking of. Thank you. So, these deals have gone on early in players' careers, or in Chourio's case, before they ever played 1 second of Major League Baseball. No, I don't think it's too early. In fact, that would be such naivete expressed by Charrington. This is the time to try to get guys on a team-friendly deal when you're saying, hey, you're young now, but you won't always be. Your arm feels great now. What about however you're
so
years
a guy
now?
From Spot Track was asked this question about Skeens a couple days ago and what you would do with him and how you would make that deal work with him right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said 6 year, $150 million right now.
That buys me how many years of free agency for him? One?
Let's see here.
I think I would get 1 year of his free agency. Correct?
SpotTrack's MLB contracts expert speaking on the SpotTrack podcast said he was at 80 to 100% of that number. Hold on a second here. He's saying over 4 years for Skeens, $120 to $150 million.
His arbitration.
But he has 6 years of control, so I'm trying to figure this out.
His arbitration numbers would never get you that high. Even if he's the best pitcher in baseball under their arbitration formulas, what's the most he's going to see after, like, you know what I mean?
I do.
If Vlad Guerrero was second in the MVP voting not that long ago and his number's only at 19.9 and then it's going to jump to 25, why would I give him 4 years, 30-plus million?
And you're not getting...
You're not getting anything.
Not getting anything out of it.
That's a player gets everything, you get nothing deal.
Well, wait a minute.
I've got to be misunderstanding this.
Well, hold on a second, though. Like, would the 6 years mean...
Post?
This season? So you would be getting an extra year, right?
Is it still worth it to lock him in? Because you're still paying a huge premium for one extra year of Paul Skeens. What's he going to make in arbitration? I'm serious. What are he and Jones, or let's just focus on Skeens. What's he going to make in arbitration? He'll be Super 2.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be eligible for it after, what, next year?
Well, that's another funny one. Because of when they called him up, don't they get the extra year?
Of service time, yeah. But he'll hit arbitration still as a Super 2 player.
No, but I'm saying he would have 6 years after this year.
True.
So essentially, it would be a seven-year career in Pittsburgh.
My point is, if it's 6 and 150, are you getting a bargain?
No, I don't think you are.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't really.
I don't think you're getting a bargain at all. You're getting no bargain.
If it was somehow 6 years, so you keep him for 1 year beyond team control, and it's like even $90 million. Yes, you're getting a bargain at that point, I think. But 150 makes me think you're not getting.
Can you just imagine though, if he is this pitcher for the duration of his Pirates career, if he does go into free agency,
he'll get if he's no arm trouble and
with
like
inflation
no sign of
and
it,
everything,
he'll make $55-60 million a year.
Donnie, who's the highest paid pitcher in the game right now? And let's rule Ohtani out just because of the two way nature
Scherzer?
Of what he does.
Not Scherzer still. No, DeGrom should be. He should have been the one who broke the bank, right?
And how far is Cole off from that?
It's a good question. All right, do you want me to hit SpotTrack up here and start?
Whoever gets there first, you or Donnie?
I'm going to let Donnie have this one then, unless he's busy. In which case, I'll take it.
It looks like Scherzer and Verlander, it says, are tied for the first second.
How much?
43.3.
Who's number? Is Ohtani counted as number one then?
Yes.
So
DeGrom is behind them at 40.
Skeens will make 50 in 6 years. He'll be making close to $60 million if he's this kind of pitcher and he has no arm
right?
issues. He'll make $60 million a year. He'll sign a deal that'll be something like 6 years, $360 million or 7 years, $420 million. He'll make that much. Because in 6 years, he'll still only be in his late 20s. They'll see him as a guy who has six or seven legitimately good years ahead of him. He'll make close to $500 million as a solely as a pitcher if he's this guy.
I'm in awe of that.
Like the Bullwinkle villain.
It's not how baseball is at all.
That's how business gets done for the best of the best.
The only reason why, if I'm him, I would delay free agency at all is if I had some kind of arm issue that popped up and there was some like conjecture over whether or not when I came back from it, I was the same guy. Right?
Injury is the only thing. For any elite pitcher, injury worries or an injury that's already on the books for you is literally the only reason.
There's no other reason why I wouldn't want to just allow for 30 teams to bid on my services and get offers from every single, well, not every single team, because not all teams can spend that kind of money, but you get what I'm saying.
Yep. You'd want a bidding war out there, because all it takes is two teams. And guess what? Hello, I have the Los Angeles Dodgers on line one. I have the New York Yankees on line two.
If we're ranking just guys across sports who have brighter futures than Paul Skeens, how many guys do we come up with? Victor Wembanyama in the NBA? Because he's like 8 feet tall and can...
We think Stroud's got a brighter future?
Mahomes, that's a good question.
Mahomes exists, though. Which, like, is all that matters in, you know, rings. McDavid's next five years still look great.
From this point on, will Patrick Mahomes have as long of a career as Paul Skeens and as good of a career as Paul Skeens?
He'll win more titles than Paul Skeens is my bet.
Oh, but you're not. You just said you're not a rings culture guy.
I'm just saying, though, he'll put up. If he wins titles for the Chiefs, it's because he's putting up big numbers when it matters most. They don't win titles if he's not their quarterback.
How many great Hall of Fame, all-star level seasons do you think Paul Skeens has ahead of him? 10 to 15?
Yeah, I would say probably 12 to 15.
So
even.
How many guys sports have 12 to 15?
Wemby.
Yep.
Wemby's one.
You think McDavid has 15 left?
No, he doesn't have 15 left.
Wemby's Connor Bedard?
One. Probably Bedard. He should. Does Stroud have 12 to 15 all-star level seasons? I would say yes. Does Justin Jefferson still? Probably.
Hell no.
Well, because wide receivers don't play as long. Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No, not that long. I don't think.
Could have 12. Not 15. Any football player then who's not a rookie, basically a rookie quarterback, is off this list.
Yep. Lamar Jackson, no. Because
Caleb Williams?
I personally don't
feel that way, but everybody else would probably tell you. Danny Parkins on line one says, you guys are out of your minds. He's one of your two best friends in this world.
That's why I meant it when I said it, F him. The only thing that makes you second-guess Skeens a little bit is just the nature of the position he plays and that guys can blow their arms
out. Yes or
out.
No, just two outcomes here. Yes or no, will he have Tommy John in his career? My answer is yes, because most guys do. Almost, Verlander just had it, didn't he, finally?
Yes.
Cole doesn't have it yet on his resume, but...
I'm going to say, what is the Tommy John surgery rate?
Has Scherzer had it?
Fast 2024, 30% of pitchers on major league rosters have undergone Tommy John.
Have already undergone.
Yeah. So it's still less than 50-50.
And I know Skeens is built different, but most of those guys who pitch as long as we're talking about him pitching don't do so without surgery.
I hate to do it this way, but think about the 30% number this way. Between Jones and Keller and Skeens, one of them is probably going to require it.
I would bet on two of them. Not because I'm trying to be fatalistic about the Pirates, but because that seems to be the way the cookie crumbles.